fiscal year, but many rank and file members aren't going along with it.
I don't know what's wrong with people around here, but this thing's not going to solve itself.
Freshman Republican Senator Marco Rubio argues the spending plan takes the country in the wrong direction. Many Democrats also expected to vote no. They say the cuts included run too deep. Nonetheless, most vote counters expect the deal to pass, Dave.
Jared, it's another day of intense fighting in Libya. Rebels there firing back at Gaddafi's forces near Misrata. This as Secretary of State Clinton goes to Berlin to urge NATO leaders not to let Gaddafi test their resolve. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
The Secretary glossing over divisions here, saying NATO nations share
the same goal, which is to see the end of the Gaddafi regime.
28 foreign ministers meeting in Berlin, France urging heavier strikes, Britain demanding other countries pull their weight and send more planes. NATO Secretary General saying despite debate, the alliance will continue hitting Gaddafi forces.
So long as the Libyan regime continues to attack its population.
Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Dave?
Alistair, more Americans needed unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims rose for the first time in 3 weeks to 412,000. Fewer foreclosure notices were sent out January through March, down 15% from the quarter before, 27% from the first part of 2010. However, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says,
we don't believe they accurately reflect what's going on in the marketplace,
because he attributes the drops to paperwork delays. Olive Garden is joining Applebee's, making changes to how they serve kids. After a two-year-old was served sangria instead of orange juice at a Florida Olive Garden, he started acting up, but is okay. A toddler got margarita mix by mistake at a Michigan Applebee's. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Will Barry Bonds go on trial again? That is an option for prosecutors the day after a jury threw them a curve, convicting the baseball star only on one count and not perjury. They were deadlocked on that. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal was at the steroids trial, now live in San Francisco.
Dave, the jury found Bonds guilty of obstruction of justice. That could mean prison time, but experts say it likely will not. Bonds attorney Alan Ruby stood next to Bonds outside of court following the verdict.
Procedurally, the case has now gotten fairly complex, but appeal is not the next thing that would happen.
Bonds thanked his fans and smiled and waved at people who cheered for him passing by. The jury deadlocked on whether Bonds lied when he said he didn't knowingly take steroids, HGH, or have anyone other than his doctor inject him, Dave.
And Jessica, basketball star Kobe Bryant fined $100,000 by the NBA for directing a gay slur at a referee during Tuesday night's Lakers game. He admits he was wrong.
As an individual, you have to be responsible for your own actions.
Kobe led the Lakers to victory last night, securing the second seed for LA in the upcoming playoffs. They go to the movies on American Idol in a Hollywood-style sing-off.
You know, everybody wants us to be tough, but the truth is you all are so damn good.
Judge Jennifer Lopez sums up a night of movie songs. Stefano Langone was in last week's bottom three. Judge Steven Tyler says this week's performance could change that.
This is so not the end of the road for you, it's just the beginning.
16-year-old Lauren Elena sings about life's obstacles.
Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Paul McDonald. The Axe falls tonight. Sharon Katchen, Fox News Radio.
Well, before the opening bell on Wall Street, in about 25 minutes, futures are down. We've seen most markets down overseas as well, and the price of oil also falling nearly a dollar a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Ratings are so far down for American Idol that they got to do a news report on it just to boost the ratings?
Oh, I don't think they're down.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm thinking that it's self-promotion. How you doing today? 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Your local news today brought to you by Bend Community Center. And good morning to you. Let's see what's going on in the news center. Here's Kim.
A Portland man is accused of a brutal crime inside a Colorado airport. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
The victim says she met 26-year-old Noel Bertrand inside a restaurant at Denver International Airport after missing her flight to Illinois. She says Bertrand then tried to kiss her in the airport concourse and then threw her down and raped her.
He grabbed the back of my hair with his hand that he was holding my neck down with and pulled my head up and began to slam my head into the floor.
She says two janitors seeing the attack just walked by, but then two other airport workers called police. Bertrand, a former Marine, is being held on suspicion of assault and felony sexual assault. In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon State public health officials have confirmed a second case of meningococcal disease in Deschutes County. Health officials say a woman in her 30s has the disease but is doing well. This is the fourth case in Central Oregon within 1 month. Health officials say this one is not connected with the first three because it is a different strain of the meningococcal bacteria. And Crook County is having to release some inmates early because of lack of beds. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
Currently, Crook County has 16 beds and rents another 16 beds from Jefferson County. Sheriff Jim Hensley says the increase in forced early releases started in 2009.
There were 179 people released because of that. And if you go to 2010, then the number of forced releases due to no jail space and medical reasons went up to 738 just for the year 2010.
The increase in early release comes from fewer beds available to the jail. From 2001 to 2009, the county had 50 beds available. Now it's around 30. Currently, Crook County pays Jefferson County $60 a day per inmate to rent 16 beds from their facility. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's an effort to make a dangerous crosswalk on the parkway safer. Crews started yesterday installing a flashlight at two crosswalks, one at Reed Lane and the other at Badger Road. ODOT's Peter Murphy says the big warning light will only go into action when pedestrians hit a button before crossing.
The rectangular rapid flashing beacon is something that's activated by pedestrians. So in that way, it's not just flashing all the time. When it is flashing, it does tell motorists that somebody is there. As opposed to, you know, we drive north, say, through Terrebonne, and there's a light that flashes all the time. Over time, we've determined that that kind of fades into our background.
When the project is finished, there will be a total of 16 such beacons on either side of the highway at both places, and they will be positioned to give drivers adequate stopping distance. Last October, a Bend man died at Reed Market Lane as he attempted to cross there on his bicycle. As of yesterday, there is another resource to help homeless veterans and others in the area. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the details.
Many local residents have helped Central Oregon Veterans Outreach equip a large van as a medical outreach van. Dr. Randy Jacobs helps staff it.
Whether they be at shelters here in town, camps outside of town, eventually maybe even going down Friday nights to Drake Park to help serve medical needs of the homeless kids on the street.
The van made two stops yesterday for its first trip, first at the Shepherd's House and then to a homeless camp near Bend. Jacobs treated frostbite, respiratory infections, and wound care, other injuries as well. He says much of the equipment and supplies for the Covo medical van have been donated by a host of people and organizations. He says it's important to reach out to the homeless with chronic medical conditions because they cannot afford to get help on their own. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Food Bank wants the legislature to make food a priority. 1110 KBND's Mary Lowe's reports.
The Oregon Food Bank is more than just a big warehouse in Northeast Portland. John Steubenvall with the agency says it's actually a network of
20 regional food banks and 947 partner agencies.
Every year, the food bank receives a cut of the state budget. With more requests for emergency food boxes throughout the state, they're asking to increase that funding. Steubenvall says the money
will allow us to maintain the current operational capacity with the statewide network and, in addition, buy 1 million pounds of food to distribute throughout the state.
Right now, the governor's budget calls for almost $2 million for the next cycle. The food bank wants to see it raised to 2.2. In Portland, Mary Lowe's, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for today. You can check us out on our website, kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Kim. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, your Skyview traffic and forecast today. It's brought to you by Hammermill Paper. They're backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Don't you wish life was? Hammermill, no worries. What's going on with our traffic? If you're headed out of town today, just because you took your studs off doesn't mean you're not going to need traction tires or chains, because it's packed snow. Chains or traction tires are required to get over the Santiam Pass today. Our forecast.
It is going to be windy heading through this Thursday with a mix of rain and snow possible at times off and on into the afternoon. A high eventually today climbing into the mid to upper 40s. Some of the wind gusts out of the southwest may get as high as 30 or 35 miles per hour. The mix of rain and snow will taper off during the evening. Overnight a low down to 34. It will be cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain.